Good day, ladies and gents. You are listening to Recovery 101 Masterpiece Radio. This program is based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more so like having a coffee and chatting about bogus crap afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. That's right, folks. Another show is here brimming over with recovery. So remember, we used to suffer from insanity, but now we do so enjoy it. So please sit back, relax, partake, and thank you so much for your support, likes, and comments at recovery101.net. It's listeners like you that keep us in the garage and off the blues.
Thank you to Lori Faith for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MM, DRA, the NSA, the FBI.
Or any of the Anons.
Or none of them, their guys.
Never.
We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Clearly.
Clearly. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Awesome. Sweet.
Dude. Sweet. It's good to be back.
Yeah, we haven't recorded in a little bit. Hopefully this show turns out really good because we had someone that actually knew something about sound, came over and was like, oh, so you guys turn it up with this and you max out these levels? He's like, yeah, that's not really the way you do that. So we'll see.
So he said he needs to sound tall and thin?
I'll tell you what, I don't think it's possible. I don't think we could max out the levels the way this shows on here now. I don't think we could do it.
We'll find out during the doo-doots.
Actually, that's probably true. We probably will. So what's been going on, Mark?
Yeah, just been traveling a lot. Had a lot of work to do, so.
Where have you been lately?
Oh, let's see. I've been
in the last few weeks.
I've been to Scottsdale. I've been to Temecula. I've been to Sacramento.
Of those three places, really only one I would like to go to. Although, Temecula, if you can get there when they're doing the balloon thing, is pretty cool.
Yeah. I was there for a conference.
Scottsdale.
I'm going back to Scottsdale this week.
It's right next to my hometown.
Tempe?
Right there. Huh?
Tempe?
That's technically actually my hometown, yeah. But they wrote the birth certificate at Maricopa County Hospital, which is Mesa, but I'm actually born in Tempe. Shelley?
What?
How's your day?
24 hours long.
We had an interesting weekend.
How was your weekend?
I'm exhausted.
Oh, yeah. We looked back, and when there was a brief notion that we might have had another child, we determined that probably wouldn't have been a great idea.
Yeah.
Actually, what I said was, thank you for not giving in when I said I wanted another kid. We love our grandson. We do. But really, we had him all weekend. And we stayed over at their house because our house is not exactly set up for little kids anymore.
Stayed at my mother's house.
That must have brought back some memories.
That was it was an interesting thing.
Was mom there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got to give mad props to all the women that actually decide to have kids in their mid to late 30s, because I think that this whole young kid thing is a young person's game. There are three grown adults in the house, and we could barely manage him.
I had breakfast with my grandson yesterday. I drove down to Orange County, watched him do his swim lesson at 2.5 years old. Went to breakfast. That was plenty. I then came home.
Awesome. Yeah, we had an interesting time.
We had fun. I mean, we had a good weekend. It was just really, really, really exhausting.
Well, night number one, he's coughing.
We got about 2 hours of sleep.
Jelly goes to give him some kitty Dimetapp.
Bourbon works well for that.
Instead of giving him the kitty Dimetapp and leaving him in the bed, she gives him the kitty Dimetapp, brings him back with her.
No. That was the third time that I got up with him. Because the second time was the Dimetapp, and then I left him there, and then like an hour later he started crying. Like that, you know, I've been forsaken by all and sundry cry. So I went in, got him, and said, do you want to sleep with Mimi, Papa? So he vaulted into my arms. And then
she brings him back to the bed. Probably an hour later, I wake up because my teeth are chattering. Because I have absolutely no covers.
Oh.
And I can't get any covers because Shelly has taken covers and Elliot has taken covers. Yeah. So I end up putting Shelly's bathrobe on and laying back in the bed so that I don't freeze to death.
Okay.
And he was very... But he did stop coughing because we propped him up on a pillow. You know, in the crib, there aren't any pillows or anything.
You know how you could fix that?
Put a pillow
put
in the
pillow
crib.
Put a pillow in the crib.
Yeah. Well, there is one, but it's flat.
Well, and you know what? Let me tell you. He wasn't always like that. Because one minute, his head is up by my head on a pillow. Next minute, it's his feet. Next minute, it's his diaper.
Yeah,
next
but he's just an
active
kid.
I mean, he was all over the place.
He's active even in sleep.
That's because he has his own bull ring to sleep in when he's in his crib.
Yeah.
Well, and let me tell you something that I discovered. The crib means nothing to him now. He can climb out of it. No problem. He can also climb back into it. No problem.
Yeah.
So it's time for him to get a big boy bed.
Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah, I know. Somehow I just noticed the kid's got a brand new bed.
Because, when did that happen?
Well, they were having some problems with their spring air product they had.
Did they pay for it?
No.
No, they got exchanged, I'm sure.
Well, the problem is spring air's up in Fresno.
Oh.
So... Well, you know what that means.
What's that mean, Bruce?
Well, that means it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. We almost maxed it out, but I don't think we actually did. But it's right close.
As we have so
your
many
toe
times.
Is inside your cable there. You're going to knock everything over. All right. Oh, holy guacamole. What the heck is wrong with your chair? Oh, never mind. Oh. I sat on a torch.
That's a little surprise for you there.
Yeah, my butt was on fire. Okay, your chair is still really weird. All right, we have shout-outs, too.
And now, check that out, because I think that's the other boozy.
Oh, yes. That is the... No, this is the one from this week. We can start with that one.
Okay. The other one will be older information.
Yes.
For the older show.
Can I proceed?
Please.
You can do whatever you want.
Awesome. We have shout-outs to Pete, Carol, John, Joey, Natalie, Randy, Dakota, Dan, Stryker, James, Georgette, Alexandria, Jack, Sally, Fran, Jean, Lee, Damon, Neil, Scully, Deborah, Mark M. Not you, Mark M.
Well, you know.
Okay.
What?
There's a whole bunch of names in there. Who's Pete?
Pete is newish.
Who's Pete?
Pete's
who's new. Mark M? And there was another one that I didn't recognize.
Jean is new. She just started following.
Okay.
So, now I have excellent news.
Yes.
Fran is back.
Oh, did you get a bunch of boozy news from
Fran?
I
got a bunch of... We are in Florida like you wouldn't believe this week.
You know why.
Season's over.
Because, sorry to say, the Titans didn't do any postseason.
No, that's not why.
Oh.
The reason why we didn't hear from her very much for so long is because of her. She'd switched cable companies, and they sort of messed her over, and her connection sucked, and she couldn't get any customer service.
Oh.
So she kicked him to the curb, finally.
Atta girl.
Yay.
So Fran is back. We are very glad to have Fran back. She sent this story in. This is a nationwide story, actually. McDonald's is having a little problem with PR right now. They've come out with their new mozzarella stick appetizer.
No.
That doesn't have any mozzarella in it.
I was going to say, what is the mozzarella stick actually made of?
Breadcrumbs. McDonald's...
Whoa.
There have been many people complaining and tweeting about this.
Wait, the mozzarella stick is made out of breadcrumbs.
There is no mozzarella in it. Well, let me finish to tell you what happened.
Oh, my God.
We've got some Twitter things. One person posted, mozzarella sticks without mozzarella. Honestly, you had one job, McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
McDonald's has responded to all of these complaints by saying, you know, basically that there is mozzarella in them when they leave the factory, that they the mozzarella must be melting out during the baking process.
What?
Which begs the question to me, because then you would end up with a square or a rectangular little breadcrumb thing with mozzarella cheese melted on the side.
Yeah.
You know,
it crunchy, would, which would be good.
Yeah. But it's not. It's just empty breadcrumb tube.
Did they give a reason why there's no meat in their hamburgers?
No.
mozzarella sticks without mozzarella would be a stick.
Yeah, that would be a stick.
It's basically a breadcrumb tube.
It's a boomerang that doesn't come back.
And it would be a breadcrumb tube. Yeah. If it was melting out, it would be empty on the inside of it. And I'll bet it's not empty.
It's full of breadcrumb.
The picture I saw looked like there was a little tiny hole in the middle. But it was mostly just breading.
Let's add a little more mozzarella to the mozzarella sticks there, guys.
Yeah.
I'm calling the Hamburglar stole it.
Yeah.
The cheese burglar.
Fran sent in this one as well.
You go, Fran. Fantastic.
In Clearwater,
Florida. Did I max out the board? I did not.
No, you did not. Police are trying to track down a tortoise thief. They don't know the name of the woman, but they have a very clear picture of her. So
I know who it is.
I'm expecting any day now to get an update on this story.
It's our friend Shariah. Who else would steal tortoises?
In Florida? Well, she's going
She'd
around,
do it
apparently.
For their benefit. But.
This is not the first one. Fran sent this story in, so I Googled it to see if like there was something else to this, because it's a short story. Well, she stuck a $300 turtle into her purse at a pet store called Pet Safari. But apparently, this has been happening quite a bit, and they think that they finally that this is a picture of the person who's doing it, traveling around to pet stores and slipping these tortoises into her purse and walking out with them.
Because I could be completely wrong. Tortoise is generally speaking a deserty type animal, correct? No water at all. So these are not. Yes. When you first said it, I thought they were tortoises, you know, living in the area. And I'm like, Florida doesn't sound like a tortoise zone to me.
What is she taking all these for?
They don't know yet.
Tortoise does not make good soup.
I was just going to say, what kind of soup does it make?
They didn't say yet. Now, I would like to point out in this story, they used the word tortoise and turtle in the same story. I don't think they know the difference. The picture to me, because they had security cam picture. Mm-hmm. To me, it looked like it was a sea turtle, like a little one of those little.
Yeah,
like maybe
that's a big difference.
Maybe 8-inch diameter shell. Yeah.
Not to mention that, like you look at those, I don't know where they're actually at, but those giant tortoises.
Yeah.
You could ride those things.
Like the Galapagos tortoise.
It wouldn't be a very exciting ride, but you could ride one.
Yeah, you might need to pack a lunch. If you want to go down the street.
Well, our friend TJ has one of those big tortoises in his backyard at the Friday meeting.
Really?
You could ride it.
Yeah. They're big. They're huge.
Fran sent this in. This is just a little blurb.
Fran, baby.
Former Tennessee Titans quarterback Vince Young was arrested on suspicion of DUI.
Fran sent that in?
Yes.
Ooh.
So he's busted. And Fran would also like to let everybody know that Waffle House has announced which restaurants will be serving their special Valentine's Day dinner. In case you're wondering, go to the Waffle House website. Apparently, Waffle House is near and dear to Fran's heart.
Are there any in the area we're in? I've never heard of
one. Waffle House. Yes, you have. We did a Boozy News story on because FEMA uses, they have a waffle. It's like the unofficial. It's sort of like
the
DEFCON.
Unofficial
the
house of
it's
FEMA
the wind
food.
Meter. It's the wind meter.
Yeah, it's the Waffle House like emergency meter.
Oh, like, yes. If Waffle House is closed,
then it's a severe catastrophe because Waffle House never closes. We did a story not too long ago about somebody who drove a freaking car right through the front of a Waffle House. They reopened 2 hours later.
Hey, what's the place here? It's by Staples Center, the one that's open no matter what and was
Pantry.
Yeah, has only been closed one time in like the past.
When?
During the riots. The first night of the riots.
I don't think
they closed.
No? Really?
No.
No, they never close.
They didn't close after the earthquake because they were feeding all the workers.
Yeah.
Look, if FEMA used them as a judge, nothing would ever be happening
anywhere.
There's
no big deals.
There's no big deals.
There's no big deals. Right. Are they open? Yep. Okay. Yeah. Never mind. Go to work.
Los Angeles had a 6.8. They didn't even...
Yeah, they said,
didn't miss a beat.
Let's serve up some stuff.
They moved locations and did breakfast in one location and dinner in the other one. They didn't even close to move.
And what's the name of it?
The Pantry.
Oh, well, yeah, because I've been there.
I eat there all the time.
Yeah, I've been there. It's really good, too. It's really, and it's got a thing, like, they don't ever close.
Nope, there's no locks on the doors.
Like, they're open breakfast, lunch, dinner, Christmas, New Year's, Easter, every possible thing.
When they opened, the guy unlocked the door.
And has never
locked
it.
And had the locksmith take the locks off and just kept them. Never locked it since.
Wow.
It's good amazing. Food.
But we don't have Waffle House, although I'd be interested in checking it out because I like waffles.
Yeah. Well, we have Roscoe's.
We have Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Could go back east. We could go back to visit my mother, and you could go to Waffle House.
And am I out of bounds here? Because I don't really get the combination of chicken and waffles.
But it
I've
works.
Had it before.
But it works.
I've had it before, but it's like, who's the first guy that sat around and said, you know what this fried chicken needs with it? It needs a waffle.
Like somebody who liked a waffle.
You know what it was? It's someone who's stoned, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because you go to Roscoe's, I'm 60% of those people are loaded as hell.
All right, Neil sent this story in.
Neil.
Yes, a new study in the UK has found that alcohol firm sales, 70% of them go to people that are considered heavy drinkers or problem drinkers or alcoholics.
Now who's sales?
Alcohol firms, companies that make alcohol.
Okay.
$23.7 billion worth are sold to alcoholics and problem drinkers.
Well, you know why that is.
It's a problem in the UK.
Well, you know why that is. Hmm. I mean, it totally makes sense. Because let's say I'm a normal drinker. Normal drinker has whatever they normally drink. You compare that to an alcoholic. Alcoholic's probably drinking 10 times as much as the normal drinker. So it's like, you take all the alcoholics, they're drinking 10 times what normal people are drinking.
You want me to give you a similar stat? 74% of vehicles sold to people who exceed the speed limit. Duh.
That's right.
Yeah, it is. And there was a study done, so there was money available for this. But we were talking...
They might have just said alcoholics drink more than regular people. I mean, that's like saying most of the alcohol sold to alcoholics. Yeah. Well, yeah, duh.
Yeah, drinking is a big problem in the UK, though.
Yeah,
you know what? I'll bet they sell more weed to stoners, too.
But the thing that...
than people that actually need it for a medical purpose.
The thing that gets me is if 70% of the alcohol that's being sold is being sold to alcoholics, and alcoholics only make up 10% of the population...
they drink 10 times as much alcohol.
Normal drinkers aren't drinking enough.
Yeah, they need to get on the stick.
Yeah.
Do you know there's some marketing guys going, we're just not doing this right.
Yeah.
Because we don't really need to market to alcoholics because they're going to buy it anyway. We need to market to the moderate drinker.
Neil also sent this story in.
Is it an alcohol one too?
No, but it's an addiction one. The headline...
Neil is skirting around the edges of
he's trying to
sobriety, I think.
He's trying to find himself?
Maybe.
Okay. The headline
he's a great guy,
actually
though.
Read, Sugar is the New Crack Cocaine.
I haven't smoked sugar in a long time.
I haven't.
I was cooking some today, though.
I'll bet you were.
A panel of doctors who've done an informal study claim that sugar compares to crack cocaine in terms of its ability to addict its users.
Oh, I can attest to that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So how many jobs have you lost in your pursuit of sugar?
I could never be a male model again.
Okay, so that's one.
So there's one.
That's a good one.
Because
my Chippendales chances are gone.
Me and Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, isn't he
dead?
Did
you ever see that one with Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze?
Yes.
And they're like, we got to give it to Chris, you know, because he was like so into it.
Uh-huh.
It was fantastic. Yeah. I love that show.
And also, the doctors were also referring to a French study that was recently done. Mm-hmm. By manipulating the diet in lab rats to include, you know, some got more sugar, some got less sugar, whatever, they could actually produce a withdrawal effect that was very similar to drug withdrawal.
I think we got to go back to cyclamates.
Yeah.
You know what I think?
And the rats actually, in the study, the rats that were finally completely sugar dependent actually chose sugar over cocaine, even when they had a prior cocaine habit. These are some rats that are getting primo stuff, I'm just saying.
But I'm going to tell you, sometimes being a lab rat doesn't sound like such a bad gig. They're giving them all the sugar you need, all the cocaine they want to do.
All it's the like, Viagra they want.
Are you kidding me? These rats are living like kings. Although,
well, they die at the end of something.
And the funny thing is, when I first thought about that, I was going to say, it's kind of effed up being a rat. These guys are like pumping you full of cocaine and sugar. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, but
where's the human studies for this?
Yeah, but then they're testing your withdrawals on it, and that's no fun.
Right, which means they're jacking you up and then they're taking it away.
Yeah.
Bastards.
And finally, Fran sent this one in.
Okay.
Fantastic.
This was in Lakeland,
Florida.
Thank you.
Is this a fantasy?
It's a fantasy. Well, no, this actually happened.
Oh, okay.
Alton Trowell.
That's the second guy I've ever heard of named Alton.
Alton, yeah. Of Lakeland, Florida. Started selling bootleg booze on his Facebook page.
So?
Well, that's illegal. It's moonshine. He was, you know, bathtub gin. He's making it in his house. Police were alerted to this fact, so they set up an undercover sting. Now, in the meantime, he ended up getting arrested on something unrelated to that. But the cops that were doing the sting, I guess, didn't know that. They set up the sting. His girlfriend negotiated a $240 sale of 92 proof moonshine.
That's not even that strong.
After she negotiated the sale,
don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Then asked the detective, "Are you a cop?" Of course, they say, "Oh no, we're not the police." They met, they busted her. The reason she went ahead and kept selling the moonshine was because, you know, he got arrested for something else, and she needed the money to pay his bond.
Doesn't and I
now that's a dedicated perfect girlfriend.
I have two comments.
She's the one.
Two comments.
If they said no, doesn't that become entrapment?
That was comment number one. Okay. If they say no, isn't that entrapment? And two, I mean, Everclear's 95.5% alcohol.
I know, but it's not moonshine.
Well, it's pure grain alcohol. I mean, isn't that what moonshine is, essentially?
Nobody's making it in their bathtub. There are laws against bathtub gin.
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is, I would think the reason to get moonshine is because it's like the strongest crap you can normally get. And if there's something you can buy off the shelf that's stronger, I don't get why you buy
cheaper.
That.
It's probably cheaper.
Well, yeah, probably cheap. No, well, I don't know. I don't think Everclear's that expensive. Well, do you know when?
It's been a while.
Unless you're buying...
It's been a while since you bought
unless
it.
Unless you're buying, you know, Grey Goose or... What's a really expensive, like just a regular booze, but it's expensive? Maker's Mark or something?
Yeah, Maker's Mark is...
Okay, it's fairly expensive. But it's like, there's rot gut out there that's got to be cheaper than most of that stuff, I would think.
No, you would think.
Because Everclear is not nearly as expensive as Maker's Mark is.
Right.
So, you know, and Everclear is Green Death Punch, good stuff.
Go a long way.
We'll go a long way to getting people laid, I'll tell you that. I mean, I don't mean anything.
You don't mean anything.
Romancing the booze, brought to you by Bruce Burnett.
No, it's not romancing the booze. It was romancing the ladies. The ladies?
That's normally...
with my curvatier. The ladies, man.
We don't normally call that romancing. We normally call that... I don't know, stalking.
You call that puking. Usually.
Yeah, when you wake up puking in the middle of the night,
yeah,
it's not nearly as romantic.
We had so many people puke at my fraternity, not usually our guys, because we didn't drink that stuff.
No, made it.
But we had so many people puke. We had a guy named the Blow Chairman, and he wasn't selling cocaine. He would write humorous renditions of the people that got sick the night before. And I was once the Blow Chairman. So I would take... everybody's thing and either turn it into a song. Or we had this one pledge. His name was Steve Austin, a pledge barely alive. You know, yes, it was awesome.
Okay, and that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress, too. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Shelly. You know, Shelly, there's been...
You're losing this vote.
There's been people have asked several times what the hell's going on with the welcome back.
Welcome back.
We've heard welcome back Carter. We've heard welcome back Cotter.
Welcome back Roscoe Jenkins.
And yet...
You refuse.
I am still... not singing that song. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
There.
Roscoe Jenkins. Is that the guy from World of Warcraft?
No, it was a movie.
Oh, my God. There's a
Welcome home, Roscoe Jenkins.
There's and someone will write
no,
in and
there was
say
Leroy
what this
Jenkins.
Is. Leroy Jenkins. That's what it is. This guy is playing World of Warcraft. And whatever they're doing, I've never played, but they're trying to set up the strategy to go and they're going to attack all these guys. And this guy just takes off running and he goes, Leroy Jenkins. So he goes in like attacking. And it's like such a bad maneuver. And it became such an epic thing that the World of Warcraft guys actually made a character, this berserker guy named Leroy Jenkins.
You just get killed when he runs into battle?
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy just takes off running. So anybody that takes off running just without thinking is Leroy Jenkins.
Okay.
So, Mark,
yeah.
We have a topic.
Working your own program.
Working your own program.
Always a good idea. Who's the lead out music?
Well, no, I mean...
Lover boy.
I mean, think about it. Usually, when I hear someone say, you need to work your own program, it's when they're getting into work in my program.
That's the first thing I think is, as soon as you say to somebody, I think you should work your own program, you're now working their program.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't
so. Unless it's your sponsor.
Okay, yeah, but that's different, because your sponsor's supposed to tell you that.
Right.
But, you know, let's say you've got something going on, and maybe you ask other people for help, and then they come in, well, what you need to do is work your own program. And I'm like, so you're telling me what I need to do, and what you're telling me to do is exactly what you're not doing.
Yeah. My sponsor shared at a meeting one time, and before the break. And at the break, somebody made a beeline to him and said, do you know what I think you should do about that? And he didn't miss a beat. He says, yeah, get the F away from you.
Ow. Ouch. How about you, Shelly? You ever have any experience with this?
Well, yeah, on both ends, because I think everybody's guilty of telling somebody what to do unasked at some point.
Not me.
Much.
Not me.
Today.
No. Not today. Not today. It's a one day at a time program, right?
I said much.
It's a one-day-at-a-time program.
I mean, you know, let who he who is without sin cast the first stone. So I can't say that I haven't butted in where I shouldn't have butted it in. But it was either brought to my attention or I realized it myself and apologized. And I've had probably 25 people in the last few years tell me, you know, you should work your own program. I'm like, you asked for my opinion.
If I wanted your opinion, I'd beat it out of you.
Well, and as a consequence, though, because that, you know, I've done that often enough, people stopped asking for my opinion.
Well, and here's the thing. Let's say you're in a closed surrounding group of people that, you know, closed mouth individuals or whatever, and you are asking for people's help. Let's say that there's a thing where, I don't know, someone has some things they should probably be doing, you know, be making right on their inventory, and you're aware of them. This other person doesn't seem to be doing anything about it, and you just ask the question, you know, there's this person, they're doing this and this and this and this and this, and it makes me feel bad because I know maybe the people that are on the other end that have been, caught the brunt of the action that should be made amends for, and then someone tells you, well, you need to work your own program. But that's clearly them telling you how to work your own program.
Who judges who needs to make amends for things?
The amends judges.
The bleeding deacons?
Yes, and there are many.
Well, I've seen people that probably had a number of things they should have or could have or would have or should have made amends for.
Or did people just do things that had you done them, you would have felt the need to make amends for them?
Right.
True.
So that's.
But that's
so
because
that is
I
working.
Work freaking stellar program.
Yeah, so that is working your program.
See, you'll notice nobody busted out laughing during that because they know.
I was trying to guffaw. I was trying to keep my eyes from falling, popping out of
Shelley's
my head.
Eyes rolled right out of her
sockets.
Well,
the way these new. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Shout out from Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Robert M. We are using our new microphones with the new cables and new microphone booties, but I put those on. But Robert M. graciously donated these to us, and I want to thank him.
Thanks, Robert.
Right now for that.
I know, and I think we should thank him, although he was trying to keep it, you know, sotto voce. He didn't, I think they were supposed to have come from the Recovery Podcast Ferry or something like that. He didn't really want anybody to know, but.
Oh, well.
Too bad.
Oh, well, should have shared that with Bruce before the show started.
Yeah.
He shared that with me because Guitar Center, he ordered the stuff from Guitar Center and told them not to put his name on it, and they did.
Oh. Well, sorry about that, Robert, but thank you so much.
And how did you end up with gray again for your little sock?
I got my original one still.
No.
No.
No, that's a brand new one.
Oh, it is.
You know why I put it on there? Because why? You're used to the gray one, and you probably.
Because there's other colors you could choose.
There's an orange one.
No, and a blue one.
This is good.
And a blue one.
I'm good with gray. It's a shade of black.
I have the one that is going
like
to.
My soul.
I have a red top on mine, which is guaranteed to get the dirtiest of the three.
No,
the
Shelley
green
looks
can
so
get dirty as well. So, let's say. It's completely okay for sponsors to tell people how to work program.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of their job, right?
Right.
That's their job if asked, I think.
Right.
You know, I don't know that I sit back and observe what sponsees do and give them unsolicited direction.
Oh, I have definitely done that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell them if they ask. I mean, that's the thing.
If they ask, yeah. So that's unsolicited.
I'll give you an example. Guy comes to me. Will you be my sponsor? Yes. Now, what is one thing that almost every sponsor tells a sponsee to do?
Call me.
From moment one.
Yeah, call
me. Guy has just said, will you be my sponsor? Yes, call me every day for a week. You know, let's see if you even can have the stick-to-itiveness.
Don't drink or use between calls.
To do that. Right. So already, you know, will you be my sponsor? I guess is asking for help.
Yeah, but that's like when you're in fourth grade, will you be my Valentine? You asked half the class.
Well, I was a pimp back then. Yeah. You know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have a sponsee going up. I wouldn't say she's like off the rails, but things are afoot. And other things are going to happen if the foots aren't turned in a different direction. And I have been thus unsuccessful in contacting this person in order to discuss it.
Not your job to contact them.
I know.
It's their job to contact you.
That could be a whole topic. Well, wayward sponsees.
Might as well keep rolling. We're on a roll now.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, you know, 2 months ago, there was contact made from that particular sponsee.
Yeah.
We never discussed what she wanted to discuss.
Okay.
And then she wandered off. So when I get back to her about it again and say, by the way, we were supposed to talk about XYZ. Oh, I don't have enough time.
Okay.
Must not be that important.
Yeah. If you want to fix things worse than they want them fixed.
That's true.
It's going to remain broken.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. I've done my part.
Don't forget, it's their toolbox, not yours.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I don't think she. I think she left her toolbox in my car.
Well, then she'll call you when she needs it.
I have a number of sponsees. I had one that just blew out the other day, and I you know. It's funny because the last time I talked to him, we were talking about inventory and this and that, and I'm telling him the way you should write his inventory, and then he said, well, I can't make my coffee commitment this week because blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, well, you know, he goes, I think, and I'm not going to use any names, obviously, but he said, I think I'm going to see a therapist because I don't think inventory is going to help with this, with you know, the things I've got going on. I said, well,
okay.
You know, he'll never know if you never try.
That's right.
You know, and you know what? Maybe he does. Maybe he's that one guy that, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with therapists, you know, because there's lots of people in recovery who have therapists. But
my sister's one.
If you're never going to try the inventory.
I usually end up sending all my sponsees to therapists. You need to find a therapist. That's not my job. Because I'm not a doctor. If they've got things that are that of that nature, they need to get help.
Well, and I doubt you're gonna do your inventory with your therapist. Maybe. Right.
And your sponsor's not gonna prescribe meds.
Right.
Well, either is your therapist.
No, that's true. But they'll find you.
I think it's kind of funny in the big book where it talks about when you're doing your inventory and reading your fifth step, it says, you know, if you belong to a religion that requires confession, maybe you should do it with him. And I'm thinking, oh my God.
You'll never get out of the church.
Oh, my God. 69 pages of inventory the very first time I wrote it. It's like, can you imagine?
The priest would call out for pizza.
You tell the priest, hey, you know what? You might as well call in a couple more priests because these people out here, they're not going to be able to give their confession today unless you get a couple more people in here.
If I did my inventory for a priest, he'd stop me halfway through and go, you're going to hell. Yeah. Just walk
out. It's
too
late for you.
That's going to be 758,000 Hail Marys. You're going to have to put $33,000 a week into the basket.
Yeah. I told him I was going to do all those Hail Marys, but I completed the first one for a touchdown. So yes. I'm done.
So,
what was the topic?
Working your program.
Oh,
working
okay.
Your own program. So,
Shelly, it's like coffee.
I completely lost track.
It goes where it goes.
Yeah.
Right down the tubes, usually.
It's the charm
of
this show.
We wander the road of happy destiny.
Yes.
Aimlessly.
Aimlessly ending up like, you know, out in a field somewhere because we've gone off the road.
Yeah. How did this happen?
We're like Moses. And we're wandering around
the desert. Yeah, for 40 years.
You know, and I... Not to get off topic here.
He decided not to ask for directions. That was his own fault.
Well, not to get off topic.
He had
40 years is a long time to walk around the desert.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure I could find my way out of the Mojave in 40 years. If I had 40 years to walk, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't take me more than about a year to get out of there.
Because I'm pretty sure you could have asked the best MapQuest how to get where he was going if he'd asked.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm like Google Maps.
Yeah.
Which way? You ask Siri. Yeah, Siri, where am I? You're in the middle of the desert, you idiot. walk east. Or actually, no, that wouldn't be good. Yes. Like if you're in Arizona, you want to walk west.
Yes.
Because you walk east, you can walk a long way in the desert.
So I have a question.
Yes.
So, I know how Mark would respond to this, but...
How do you know?
Because I know.
Okay, go ahead.
So, someone tells you, gets quite up in arms over something you've said and says to work your own program. How do you respond to that?
I'd say, I am working my own program. You are now interfering with my program.
Well, oh, you want my opinion?
Yeah.
I say thank you for sharing.
Oh, I was wrong. I thought you were going to say, I need to get the heck away from you.
No. No, of course, the next line is, you fucking idiot. But
oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, I'm already working my own program.
Yeah.
You telling me what I should be doing is you trying to work my program.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what you're telling me I should be doing. So I am working my program. You are trying to work my program as well, which is going directly against. You are doing exactly what you're accusing me of.
Yeah, but there. What about in context? What if you are telling someone what they should be doing and someone else, a third party, gets into the conversation and tells you to stop doing that? That's not valid?
Then we're both wrong.
So, different vein on the same topic.
What?
What do you do when someone tells you they're working their program? And as you sit back and watch, their program has nothing to do with the program.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're working your program now. Could we possibly, you know, open program? This book?
Many times. I remember I used to hear this guy at Impact House years ago. And people are like, well, I'm working my program. He goes, you know what? You're not working your program. You should be working the program.
Your program sucks.
Because your program is what got you here in the first place. Whenever you think that you are working whatever you think you should be working, that's when you should be shutting the F up and doing what everyone else is doing.
Whenever I hear somebody in a meeting say, well, I'm working my steps, I always have to fight not to, and I have yet to say this. Steps? So to say, do you have different steps? Was there a different handout? Did I miss something?
Call 1-800-SPONSOR, work only the steps you want in the order you choose.
And pay a bonus to skip the ones you don't want to do at all.
They've got 60 pre-written inventories. Yep. Pick whichever one you want.
That would probably cover just about everybody.
It would.
Have you heard great variants in inventories over the years?
I've only heard like five, and I haven't heard much variants.
Yeah. I mean,
we all do the same crap.
Yeah.
A couple. I mean, I've had a couple where there would be people that say were in the military and they felt bad about something they did in the military that was some like that had to do with killing people or
like
something like that.
Popping people's heads off from like 400 yards away.
But most inventories that I hear, they are fairly similar to each other. And everyone is pretty convinced that there are things that are really horrible where I'm listening and I'm like, yeah, but I did that, and every other guy on the inventory would do that.
So if you took out all of the I stole, I lied, and I cheated, what's left?
Not
20
much.
Minutes at coffee?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it would be nothing.
It's
just all that's changed is the names of who.
I remember going to my sponsor and saying, man, I don't know. You know, I've written this. You know, I'm a little nervous about sharing it. And he looks at me and he goes, have you killed more than two people? I said, no. He goes, have you raped more than two or three people? I said, no. He goes, well, you're not going to say anything I haven't heard before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh. I'm like, this is one of my sponsor bros right here you're talking about? One of the other guys who we go out to lunch with once a month?
Yeah.
Is it the murderer rapist? Is that one of the other guys? He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. He's sober. I'm like, So, Shelster,
yes.
What would your final thoughts on work your own program be?
Consult your sponsor, because that's usually what I tell people to do when they ask me a question. I don't know. Did you talk to your sponsor? That seems to cover a multitude of sins.
All right. Mark?
I don't know if I'm working my program perfectly, but my sense is after all this time, I'm doing a pretty good job. It's working for me.
Yeah. You're alive and you're not loaded, so.
Well, I don't want to beat a dead horse here.
But
if you like what you're getting,
thought I'd start
keep doing
it.
What you're doing. And if you don't like what you're getting, do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shelley.
Yes.
Who's our friends back east and in the Inland Empire?
It'd be the 12-Step Gazette. You can go to 12stepgazette.com and .com/IE to read those publications and whatnot. And I'm sure you can write in and get free copies to leave at the facility of your choice.
And you have a book.
Yes. Shelley Burnett updated her status. It's available as an ebook on Amazon. If I get enough sales this year, they will turn it into a hard copy.
I saw it on Goodreads.
And it's listed on Goodreads now. I don't know how that happened. I didn't post it there. Actually, I don't know that authors can.
Well,
Goodreads is supposed
to
be a community of readers that recommend books to other people. So somebody must have posted it there.
Yeah.
So one of your legion of fans.
All 40 of them?
They're a dedicated bunch.
Yeah, but like 38 of them are like family members. Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. That's, you know, that's how Jimi Hendrix started. Everyone in his family said, go, Jimmy, go.
Yes, preferably go far away with
you know
that racket.
Really weird?
Get through the purple haze and turn right.
Yeah, not to change the subject here for a brief second, but I just found out something interesting about Hendrix at Woodstock, and I did not know this. Do you know when Jimi Hendrix, Woodstock had 500,000 people.
Yeah.
When Jimi Hendrix played, 470,000 of them had gone home. He played to 30,000 people, which I know 30,000 people is still a lot of people, but he played to 30,000 people. Do you know who, by and large, everyone said was the best act at Woodstock if you canvassed the entire group? Someone that I didn't even know was at Woodstock. Sly and the Family Stone. They said they knocked it out of the park. They were the best group there.
Huh.
Do you know who didn't make it to Woodstock? Who was supposed to be there?
Who?
You ready? Because I had no idea these guys were this old.
We're ready.
Iron Maiden.
Really?
Iron Maiden got stuck at an airport and did not make it. But they actually started in like 1967. And they were a new and up-and-coming band, and it's like they didn't make it. So go figure. Mark, we have friends that listen to the show.
We do, and we really appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
And however you find the show and listen to it, thank you very much for listening. We do ask that you go to our site at recovery101.net and click on the latest show. When you do, and you're a member of Podomatic, you can click like, and you've been counted into our numbers. We really appreciate that. If you're not yet a member, Bruce hitting the timpani there. if you're not yet a member, you'll be given an opportunity to join Podomatic. You should. It is free.
And fun.
And once you join, you can like, comment, follow. You can follow every day.
Follow.
And you can add us to your playlist for all your wild party needs. If you'd like to leave a topic, please leave it in the latest show that's been listed.
Yes, please.
So that we can discuss
the
crap that doesn't matter to us at all but matters to you.
Yeah, that's right. Of all the things we don't care about that. But that's okay, right. Because we'll talk about it anyway.
That's right.
Talk about lots of things.
We talk about crap we don't care about all the time.
Matter of fact, if you are Facebook friendly, it's really easy to join Podomatic. You can just click sign on with Facebook, and that will sign you up Tootsuite, and you can do all the things Mark was just talking about. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. Shelly's over here mouthing like she knows what I'm going to say next. But see, I just threw you off.
That's not what I'm. No, that's not what I'm. You said Tootsuite.
Oh, are you singing the magical musical
treat
that
you
eat or whatever?
Yes. Yeah.
You're truly scrumptious.
You too are truly scrumptious.
That's a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang for all you people that don't know.
Yes.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Written by
Chitty Chitty Bang.
Ian Fleming. Same guy that wrote all the
James
Bond. And
Truly Scrumptious turned into Pussy Galore.
Yeah, that's a, absolutely. And Chitty Chitty Bang Bang turned into an Aston Martin.
Yeah.
You can also join the secret group. And the secret group, you can get to that by you can send Shelley Burnett a message or Bill Piper a message or Bruce Burnett a message, or you can do it at the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, and we will add you to the secret group. That's if you want to be, you know, talk about recovery in a safe environment where none of your friends that aren't in that group even know you're talking about it. So if you want to talk about anything specific, you know, get the opinions of other people in the group, you can be secure in that no one else will know. So yes, that's kind of cool. There's also an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send topics and suggestions. You can, if you've got a band that plays sober music or you'd like us to promote your sober stuff, you can send us information there and we'll check it out and we'll use you as lead out music. If you want to record a jingle for us, we can do that, and you can send it in to us there. And if you send it, we'll play it at least once, and you never know. We've had some that became cult favorites, so yep. You never know what will happen. Also, we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously, by the way. This show will air after the Super Bowl, I assume.
Are you going to make a prediction?
Denver Broncos 23-21.
Really?
I'm making my call right here.
Oh, see, I don't see that at all.
I know.
Broncos barely won their last one.
Making my call.
You know, the last three times that we've discussed this, the last 3 years, Mark's been right, so I'm going to go with Mark.
I'm going to say it's the Panthers. Uh-huh. And I'm going to say it's more like 42-21.
Okay.
So we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62. Oh,
which I already said, don't take yourself so damn
you
seriously.
Just don't all that stuff.
But that's okay, Bruce.
Shelly, who's lead on music? Bye.
The Evangenitals.
The Evangenitals. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Stole it from the beach. at someone else's clothes. Long as you've got love for me.